Well, good evening or morning or whatever it is for you guys. This is Living Theology Friends 1112, the Leon Combs for March the 20th, 2011, the Church 11, Life in the New Self. Colossians 3, 1 through 4, if then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Christians are born again, justified, adopted into the family of God, and then begin the sanctification process as they are new creatures in Christ. Sanctification is putting to death our old sin nature and putting on a new nature so that we walk in the world as children in the family of God. Some translations start the first verse with since rather than with if, and that may be a better translation, for Paul doesn't seem to doubt that these Colossians are children of God, but that's interpretation. He is stating here, though, that as children of God, they should be seeking heavenly things while living on earth in a fleshly body. The tense of the word keep is present perfect, meaning that they should always be seeking the things above. This seeking should characterize our lives every second of every day. Saying that we have been raised up with Christ can refer to two individual events or both simultaneously. Previously, Paul referred to baptism as a symbol of what had happened spiritually. Colossians 2:12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. So the reference to being raised up with Christ can refer to our new walk in the world as children of God with our sin nature removed. This reference can also refer to our having been spiritually placed in the kingdom of heaven, as Paul also stated in another letter, Ephesians 2, 4-7, but God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Because of Paul's statement in Ephesians 2:6, his letter to the church at Colossae appears to have both meanings. First is that we have been raised to walk a new life in our physical body as God removes the sin nature and replaces it with Christ's nature. The second is that we have been spiritually raised to heaven and seated with him there. One day this latter reality will be revealed fully. The writer to the Hebrews referred to us having an anchor set in heaven, Hebrews 6:19 through 20. This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Think of this anchor as a lifeline attached to our spirit so that when we die, we are securely drawn into heaven forever. This anchor is permanent and secure for the child of God, and so is part of the assurance of our salvation. Since we have such a blessing, we should be continually seeking applications of heavenly things on earth. We do not retreat from the world, but we more fully participate in it as children of God. Jesus prayed to the Father for us in our present condition in John 17, 15-16. I do not ask thee to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus did not ask the Father to take us out of the world, but to protect us while we are here. He also said that we are no longer of the world, just as he at the time of his physical presence on earth was also not of the world. Being of the world means to be of one essence with the world system, and we, like Jesus, are no longer bound to that system. To set our minds on the things of heaven means that our reference frame is no longer the earth, but eternity. As stated, we do not retreat from the world, but our perspective is now heavenly. Whatever we do in the world should be done knowing that we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and we should always obey his commands and always be subject to his rule. We should think of ourselves as simultaneously being in heaven and on earth, while our allegiance must be to God and to his kingdom. Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We no longer live on this earth as though nothing exists beyond it. We know that reality, that what lasts forever, is already accomplished in heaven, and we must view all that we do here in the light of that reality. We do not make earthly goals our main focus. All that is alien to Jesus should be alien to us. In verse 3, he states, you have died, and Paul made the same claim to the church at Galatia, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. Since Christians have been crucified with Christ, we have given up our focus on living a life totally focused on earthly things. We must realize that we have died to the world system. In verse 3, he also states, our life is hidden with Christ in God. That phrase means that God no longer sees us as sinners, since our sins have been paid for by Christ and we have his holiness entered into our account instead of our sinful life. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. This verse presents double imputation, as our sins are imputed to the account of Jesus and his righteousness is imputed into our account before God. Paul also gave us this assurance of Christ's righteousness in our life in his letter to the church at Rome, Romans 8:10. And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. In Colossians 3:4, Paul is referring to the second coming of our Lord, or the parousia. This event will be the glorious return of Jesus, and we also will be seen in glory. Our glorious heavenly position is even partly hidden from us, but at that time we will be totally seen in glory just as Jesus. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him just as he is. What a glorious time that will be. Christ is our life now and forever, and one day we will totally understand that reality. This concept is a good focal point for our minds as we struggle with our sin nature now. We're saints and not sinners, although we still sin as God continues to mold us to the righteousness in his Son, but we cannot practice sin. Amen.